Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Off the menu. I'm Jason Horton.
I'm Rebecca Lieb.
And this is Ghost Town.
On April 7th, 2024, a strange post popped up in a popular Facebook dating group. The group, which had posts describing dates, fielding dating questions, and discussing profile screen grabs, had a mission, like the title stated, to, quote, make sure the women involved weren't dating the same men. But never had the group ever encountered a post like Ashley McGuire's on April 7th, a post looking for a missing husband. This query to the women of the group would begin a 24-hour wild goose chase, one that involved cooking shows, a cast member from Yellowstone, and plenty of lies. We've done missing persons stories before, but never like this, or one so timely. Let's talk about the disappearance of Charles Withers. Esthetician and makeup artist Ashley McGuire began Snatched Beauty Bar in August of 2019, making her home in Plymouth, Massachusetts with her three children and husband, Chef Charles Withers. Charles, 29, was a London-born chef who moved to the U.S. in 2012 and had been making a name for himself in the culinary world, working for Michelin-starred chefs and appearing as a contestant on the American TV food competition show Chopped in 2022. For all intents and purposes, the couple seemed to be supporting each other, making a life together and growing their family. In fact, McGuire had been pregnant with her fourth child. But on April 7th, the truth was revealed as quite the opposite. McGuire posted in the popular, quote, Are We Dating the Same Guy Facebook group with a strange request. She said her husband disappeared without a trace from their Massachusetts home sometime the year before. In addition, she had been pregnant. She claims her husband never met the couple's youngest child and sought any information so she could serve him divorce papers. I'm going to read her original post right now, which had very cute pictures of her husband, herself, the couple, their family attached. It said, quote, I'm really about to test the power of Facebook with this one. This is my husband, Charles Withers. He loves to be the center of attention, but I'm not sure how much he's going to like this. Last year, when I was pregnant with our youngest baby, he decided being a husband and a dad wasn't the lifestyle he wanted anymore, and he ghosted. Like, gone without a trace. He has one baby he hasn't seen in over a year and one he's never met. He's moved somewhere out of state and changed his phone number. Divorcing someone who's completely unreachable is really tough and drawn out, so I'm trying to track him down to get his signature on a few papers so I can finally close this chapter and move on with my life. I've heard he's going by Charlie now. He's British and charming AF. He's a chef and probably working in the hospitality industry somewhere. He's probably never mentioned having a wife or kids back in Massachusetts. If you know him, if you're working with him, if you're dating him or friends with him, can you please have him get in touch with me or let me know where I can find him? And then she had an upside-down smiley face emoji. All the girls out there, feel free to share. And then a little okay emoji. A friend of a friend of a friend has got to know where he is. And then a little shrug emoji. The story of the woman who was ghosted for 9 months by her C-list celebrity chef husband was shared widely on Reddit, TikTok, and Twitter, seen over 5 million times. Thousands of people rallied around McGuire to help her find her, quote, charming, disappearing husband. Armed with photos, this information in the post, and the knowledge that Withers probably wanted to keep his behavior private, and probably never mentioning having a wife or kids back home, the masses searched far and wide, and they delivered. Within 24 hours, a number of women in the Dallas area said they'd matched with a man who looked like Withers on the dating app Bumble. They deduced that he'd moved from Massachusetts to Texas and was now going by Charlie instead of Charles. Others tagged his mostly abandoned ex profile. But not only that, the rest of his suspicious and fraudulent life unfolded, but this time, his professional life. On Reddit, TripAdvisor, and Yelp, users who identify themselves as former employees and customers of his restaurant in Fairmouth, Massachusetts, called Sea Salt Wine Bar and Grill, blasted Withers not only by his conduct with McGuire, but his conduct in and around his Massachusetts restaurant. In November 2023, Sea Salt Wine Bar and Grill closed without any notice after a major push to sell gift cards. One former customer wrote online that they tried to contact Withers for a refund for a gift card after the restaurant closed again, without any notice. But, quote, apparently he's really good at ghosting people. Another customer said he was disgusted with Withers, saying he was a classless owner. After some digging, the internet also, perhaps unsurprisingly, learned that Withers was in a bit of a financial pickle, being sued by American Express in November 2023 for a $55,000 charge he ran up on the credit card for his restaurant. Amex filed his credit card statements to the court, which showed him spending lots of money on his strictly business credit card on some not-so-strictly business items, including $816 on Ralph Lauren clothing and a $300 Mexican dinner. He also spent $143 on tickets to Madame Tussauds in New York and $247 at a surf and skate shop. By the end of the day on Saturday, a mere 24 hours later, McGuire updated her post to add that multiple women claiming to have been involved with Withers had reached out with accurate information. Of course, there was also some inaccurate information that was also shared publicly by people who, of course, wanted to help. That included the surfacing of a video of a man who looks similar to Withers, but McGuire verified is not, performing karaoke. But soon, Ashley McGuire would get the information she needed, and then some. More after the break.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
Hi, hello, how are you?
Hello.
How are you doing?
How are you doing out there?
We're checking in.
This is the check-in.
This is not where you check out. This is not where you check out.
No, if anything, check in more.
Yeah, check in.
Yeah, we know we have your attention. We don't? Okay.
Well, fair enough.
Fair.
You've learned.
You do.
Well, doesn't matter because we want to thank anyone who's listening, supporting us, spreading the good word of Ghost Town. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you so much.
And we want to thank those very tasty mayors.
Mm.
They have an idea for a menu.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
Well, I'd like to hear it.
And it's a prefix. So and don't go being like substitutions. No. No substitutions. This is what you get.
No allergies, no gluten shit.
Yeah, we don't. They don't want to hear it. They're
all
mayors.
Fucking dairy.
It's their way or the highway,
mm-hmm.
And the highway's closed, so it's their way. Serving up a classic delicacy. The top is the best. What about a nice, huge, steaming bowl of top ramen?
Whoa!
The very, very top. Same top ramen you'd get.
Where
the toppest, The pricest
tapas
is it's not no it's not it's, okay. It's the tapas price, and it's the tapas ramen. You're just like, oh, this is so much different. What did you do different? They're like, we put a big price tag next to it in a cool bowl. It's in a cool colored bowl where you think it's like, oh, it's artisanal.
Mm-hmm. And some of the powder is clumped, so you know, like that seasoning powder.
Oh, it's so like, good. Damn. My compliments to the chef. Our compliments to Marissa Rothermel.
Hello.
How about something to cool you off?
Okay.
Ooh, how about a salad? Mmm. Featuring iceberg lettuce in no particular shape.
All over the place. You've got bits, you've got leaves, you've got tears. Wow.
But it's on a really nice plate. And it's on like on a really huge plate, but the portion's small, so it looks very fancy.
Ooh.
The garnishment on the side, more iceberg lettuce.
Gotcha.
Dressing, we said it's a prefix.
Forget about
it. Did you see it on the menu? You could take that up with Emma Hopkins.
Hello.
How about something spicy?
Mm.
This is really spicy. Interesting. It looks like an hors d'oeuvre. It tastes like beef jerky.
Oh.
It tastes just like beef jerky.
Teriyaki or what are we talking?
Well, we don't even know. It's one of those. It's salty as all hell.
It's in a roll. It's around like Slim Jim style.
It's like dehydrated.
It's not even flat.
It's like packed with protein, but mostly salt. Again, it's on a really nice. It's on, you know what? It's on like a charcuterie board.
Nice.
And you're like, oh, it's on a piece of wood.
Cut diagonally?
Yeah. Oh, okay. This must taste very good.
Hmm.
Well, you can thank Matthew Clemens Leray.
Hello.
How about a nice aperitif? What is the word I'm thinking of? Is that aperitif?
An aperitif?
Is
like
aperitif?
After...
Yeah, it's an aperitif, right?
Yeah.
Aperitif. I don't know what that is. I just said it to seem interesting.
Okay.
But now that I know that I'm sort of right, we'll see where I go with this one.
Yeah, I'm curious myself.
How about a nice, unwrapped, for your presentation, Jell-O fruit cup? It's just one solid, and it's like a, not even like a cherry. It's
like a lime.
No, it's not a lime. It's like a weird berry. It's like a something, like throwaway berry.
I'm into that.
Like throwaway berry.
I like
that. Dump berry. It's just some kind of whatever.
No.
But it's on a plate and it's upside down.
Okay.
You know what I mean? It's not, it's in the upside down portion. So you think like, oh, nice presentation. Yeah. Thanks, Casey Weber.
Hello. And thank you.
We want some dessert though, don't we?
Of course we do.
We want some dessert. We want a nice assortment of cookies. What is the brand? You can lie to yourself and say Hydrox cookies are just as good as Oreos, but guess what?
They ain't.
They ain't. I don't care how you arrange them. I don't care what lie you gaslight us into thinking.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care how fancy it's written in on the menu. It's Hydrox. Yeah, it ends with X, and that's very cool. Hydrox is a cool name.
I mean, Clorox is a cool name, too.
It is. It's very dangerous.
I don't want to eat it.
Well, chomp them up, says Kat Joselle.
Hello.
You want something fancy?
Of course I do.
How about a nice bisque? Ooh, bisques are good.
Bisque?
Yeah. But a nice bisque. It is one of those low sodium...
water?
Those low sodium, like you...
Chicken water.
It's like a chicken soup... But like you pull it like with a tab, like you're pulling a hand grenade.
Oh, I know it.
And it's only a bisque because it's kind of congealed a little bit because it's been sitting there too long. And it's been refrigerated to make it seem like it's like a gazpacho.
Can we go back to the Jell-O?
No. We're at this portion. And you're just kind of like, I love this. More salt. You'll be
chicken water.
You'll be begging for that iceberg lettuce at this point. Begging just to have the hydration. You can thank Ashley Mattson.
Hello.
And then it's being served at the restaurant from the menu. If you haven't seen The Menu, the movie The Menu, good movie. You don't want to end up there.
Mm.
Seems great.
They eat people, right? Is that the thing?
Have you seen it?
No.
Not going to tell you.
People.
But you can hear her just landing her airplane right at the top of it. Uh-huh. It sounds like a helicopter, but it's an airplane.
Gotcha.
Because she doesn't take a helicopter. Yeah, I know. She's there to serve all of you at her restaurant.
Ooh.
If you look in the kitchen of the restaurant, it literally just looks like the back of a Costco. But you don't know that.
You don't
because that's
that.
How good she is. Yeah. That's how good of a CEO and a proprietor of a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Napkins are folded. Who the hell knows?
How did you even get these geometric shapes?
Yeah, it's like, how does this even happen? But it's the disattention to detail that confuses you so much. Mm-hmm. You think, this is the best damn meal I've ever had. And then you hear a pin of a hand grenade drop. She grabs on to a rope that carries her out of the thing, and she just lets the hand grenade go because she can.
She can. And you're not – you're kind of off, too, because you haven't eaten very well this whole meal.
What's hilarious is the grenade rolls onto someone's table right on their plate.
And they're like,
and they look up and go – they go, soup's done. Explosion. All courtesy of our governor, Avian Noble. If you want no ads, no chit-chat, bonus episodes, just the good stuff, 7 days free. I just saw someone sign up for a free thing today.
That's exciting. We'll let you down.
Name might be Olivia. I just saw it, and my memory is not great because I'm old. If it's not Olivia, it's something like Olivia.
It's Olivia Lucan. You are Lucan good to me.
See how you started? The war is already happening. 7 days free. Listen to all those bonus episodes. Rebecca's working on the bonus episode.
I am. I'm cooking up the bony in the back.
Yeah, we've discussed it. And now Rebecca's going to cook it up.
Mm-hmm. And serve it fresh and hot to you.
Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod. Okay, you want to get back to another menu?
Let's do it.
24 hours after posting on the Are We Dating the Same Guy Facebook group, Ashley McGuire's search for her MIA husband turned up a lot of results, some accurate and some not, and set the internet on fire. Soon she posted an update on her search. It said, "Update. Guys, this is absolutely insane. I figured maybe someone in my area was still in touch with him, but I absolutely did not expect this. I've gotten more than enough information to locate him. I have literally hundreds of messages to sort through, some with information and some with support, and I appreciate all of them. Single moms are a special breed, and I know a lot of you have gone through the same situation I have. Please know I truly do not wish him any type of ill will. I sincerely appreciate all of your support, but please do not make threats, spread hate, or try to go out and locate him. Truly, I only want to see this situation resolved so me and my children can restart our lives and fix the damage done. At the end of the day, I get to come home to my babies and be their mom, so I think I win regardless. Also, that karaoke video that everyone's sending, I don't think that's actually him, so I apologize to whoever it is for your karaoke being blasted all over the internet. You did a great job, though. Crying emoji. Thank you again to everyone. White heart emoji." Meanwhile, and pretty randomly, all the way across the country in Texas, Yellowstone creator Taylor Sheridan's wife, Nicole, posted a video clip online of Withers preparing food for her, again, randomly enough, on the Yellowstone set. After the internet latched onto her very short post, she promptly took it down, but not before a TikTok user copied it and shared it online. Taylor Sheridan did not respond to a request for comment, but had his PR person reach out to DailyMail.com, neither confirming nor denying that Withers was working for him, which is a weird move in and of itself. But then, just 3 days after her original post, McGuire had her first public interview on Boston's Jammin' Morning Show, where she explained the information she received and what was next for her and her family. Quote, "I'm a single mom of four. For him to just go poof, all that responsibility comes down to me. For people saying I'm looking for money, if you can take these girls out on dates, on a dating app, Bumble, that's what she alluded to, you can send a box of diapers." She claimed Charles had charmed her, married her, intending to adopt her 11-year-old daughter from a previous relationship and make good on his vows and family obligations. Quote, "You just dug this hole in my life, like you flipped my world upside down. The least you can do is not send me on a wild goose chase to find you, and just sign these papers." And perhaps, most shockingly, she shared that Withers had reached out literally the night before the interview from an old phone number that she assumed was inactive, just based on how long her texts and calls to that number had been ignored. She added that she took down the viral Facebook post because Withers had gotten in touch. Through this number, this what she thought was an abandoned number, he sent her a message. The message? Hey, it's Charles. I'm happy to talk to you. That's it. Like nothing had happened. Quote, I did not intentionally make him the most hated man out there by any means, she said of her estranged husband. I hope he's good. For somebody to turn their life like this upside down, there's obviously some internal struggles there. There's a lot going on. But at the same time, to just walk away from all responsibility, just walk away like it never happened, is just, you can't do that. McGuire has confirmed that her 29-year-old husband, or soon-to-be ex-husband, is living in Texas and believes that he is working as a personal chef for, yes, Yellowstone creator Taylor Sheridan and his wife Nicole. But, of course, there are many questions that still remain. Will he ever speak publicly about everything that went on? Or about being, quote, the most hated man on the internet, for good reason? Of course, if he does, I'm here for all of it. Or perhaps Withers will keep moving westward, ghosting his personal chef job, and keep going, moving, trying to escape the watchful eyes of internet sleuths everywhere.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience. And they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.